Good morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature, along with Brett Tannehill. In honor of the celebration of our nation's independence tomorrow, we are sharing a story from Sarah McDerris, one that reminds us how lucky we are to live in this country.
Independence Day fell on a weekend that year. We could enjoy several days of celebration. One special event was to visit our favorite local restaurant. Seated in the booth, we watched for our waiter. And there he was, smiling, radiating energy, his onyx eyes sparkling with laughter. His appearance gave away his heritage, and we knew he was from some exotic eastern land. Jim and Mary had lived in Saudi Arabia for some time and had traveled extensively there. They began asking about his origin as we ordered drinks. India was his birthplace. Soon he was back, two martinis lacking olives for them and a Bloody Mary for me. Now let me tell you about that Bloody Mary. The usual celery stick was there, plus two lime slices, a lemon wedge, a slice of bell pepper, a black olive, and I think a slice of onion too. In fact, there was no room for a straw. But he had brought me a straw, no, four of them, stuck together to make one long bean pole of a straw. The merriment was spilling out of his eyes. When he realized there were no olives in the martinis, he hurried off and quickly returned with a bowl of them and a plate for my munchies. "Thanks," I said. "I couldn't get to the drink." By now, people around us were watching. He urged the straw upon me. I couldn't let him down, so I unloaded my drink, set it on the seat of the booth, inserted the straw, and began to suck. Slowly, the red-orange liquid rose through the cloudy cylinder. Finally, I tasted tomato. He was delighted. So were we. Throughout the meal, we found out more about Shruti. That was his name. He kept calling himself the bad boy. We began to realize that he must mean the black sheep as he told us his story. Jim and Mary knew the right questions to ask and could respond with knowledge of the country and its culture. It seems Shruti had followed his older brothers to the United States and to a local college. They succeeded while he did not. Apparently, there were no second chances, although his family was wealthy and of a high caste. As he removed soiled dishes and brought us hot, excellent food, he told about his boyhood in India, where he never lifted a dish off the table. He humorously explained how, at his big brother's insistence, he learned to operate a washer and dryer, and how the laundry people of his boyhood were not even allowed in his house. He had two jobs here, pumping gas for BP and waiting on tables. Jim suggested he would be back in school soon. "No, he thought not," Jim replied, "but you're getting along. You're making it." He nodded happily in complete agreement. It was a fun-filled, lengthy, relaxing time in a favorite place on a special holiday. The moment was heightened as we prepared to leave. Shruti said, "You know, you who are born here have a gift, such a gift." I asked, "You would not go back to your former life?" "No, no," he replied. "I would stay right here."
Sarah McDerris served as storyteller for the Huntsville Public Library for many years. Her experience in capturing the imagination is evident in her story today. You can hear Sundial Stories online at WLRH.org by clicking on the Shows and Podcasts tab, then scrolling down to the Sundial Writer's Corner. You can also hear episodes of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.